Good morning, Family First Care. It's Yona.
Yes, Yona, this is Mr. Douglas Jones. I'm calling in reference to my aunt Janice E. Jones.
Yes, ma'am.
How you doing, sir? What I'm calling for is, all right, now, we had a problem where the waiver got cut off a couple of days, and I had no nurses. Now, one of the nurses from the other agency worked, and one of the nurses from your agency worked. You know what I'm saying? And she covered a weekend for one of the nurses from AmeriVest. They said it was going to send the hours over. I didn't know why. I know she couldn't work a 24-hour shift. She didn't work a 24-hour shift. She covered a shift that one of the nurses from AmeriVest worked 3 days and get her hours. She covered that shift. But now they're saying that they can't pay her. If the coordinator from AmeriVest is sending it over, why can't they cover it? Why can't they pay her for it? I'm trying to talk to them, and they're being very disrespectful and over-talking me. I don't like to be disrespected. I wasn't being disrespectful to them. It was it's Rodney, and then it's his supervisor. That's why I told him I need to speak to you. If anything, I would take and pull my aunt away from this and get another company. I don't want to do that.
Ma'am, I completely understand what you're saying. I have an issue. Excuse me, sir. The issue is very, very clear, and this has been explained to both Shakita and yourself many times. We are not going to be we cannot service retroactive. Sir, you got to let me get in a word here.
I think, go ahead, I'm listening. Okay, good.
When we have set shifts, we have the set shifts. For us out that this is now the third time that this happens, and this is the issue. We can't retroactively continue to service willy-nilly. We can't just give retroactive hours to random aides without having it in a schedule clearly beforehand with an authorization in clearly beforehand. The reason is because each agency is responsible to cover the shifts allotted to them. Now, in a case which has lower hours, right, which we have a few hours here, a few hours there, and there's a lot of time, right? It's not as big of a deal as long as we have clock-ins, because we have everything proven, there's no issues. In this particular case, we have Shakita, if you look at her schedule from Thursday night through Sunday morning, she's working pretty much nonstop. So you have about an 80-hour time period where 70-something of the hours she says she's worked. That's already against agency policy, as our policy is you cannot work more than 16 hours in a 24-hour period. I'm almost done, right? So that's problem one, is the amount of hours. No human being can properly service that amount of hours, because you got to sleep, you got to eat, you got to, you know, it's impossible.
Exactly.
And even if you somehow manage to power through, you're not giving quality care for sure. You can't see straight after 2 days, and you're talking about 3.5.
Right.
That's problem A.
I understand.
Okay. Problem B is that she continues to not clock for these shifts, which we've also told her is just not acceptable. And problem C is that what's been going on here, you got to understand that at the end of the day, we are a for-profit agency. We're not a charity. Because Shakita has a higher pay rate, for us to continue giving her this, we lose several hundred. If I were to give her all these hours, just in terms of pure money, we would lose about $270 that week, which is more, which it takes us about, on this case, about 6 weeks to make that much money. So, and that one weekend, it's from a business standpoint, it makes no sense. So I told the insurance, unfortunately, these hours we cannot accept due to all three of these reasons, and we need to have a clear, predetermined schedule prior to this happening. If someone calls out, the agency is required to send someone else. If Shakita can't work for that agency, they got to send someone else. Or you got to transfer the agency. because, like, just to say, okay, so you know what, Family First Care, she's an employee there, so, you know, 2-3 weeks later, we're going to call them, and they'll get her time in that she didn't clock for, that she had worked way too many hours around her. It just doesn't make any sense. So,
yeah,
unfortunately,
I'm
we're not, that, so that's where we're holding at the moment, sir.
Okay. Now, let me say this. I understand what you're saying, but there was no way for her to clock in because the waiver was off. You understand what I'm saying? So I had no nurses.
My
sister worked,
and
Shakita worked. But she didn't work 24 hours that weekend. She just worked a couple of shifts. But it equaled out to 40 hours. She did two shifts for each day.
On the Saturday, she worked 24 hours. On Friday, she worked 16 hours. Thursday night, she worked 8 hours. Sunday morning, she worked 8 hours. She worked almost straight.
Right.
She had 1 point to 2-hour break and 1 point to 8-hour break. That's 10 hours out of 72 that she didn't work. I'm sorry, 80-something that she didn't work. It's too much. But even without that, I've already showed her multiple times how to clock in without a scheduled shift in. There is a way to do it on the phone. It's very easy. She just hits a unscheduled visit, and Janna's name pops up. She hits that, and she can clock in wherever she wants. Her clock-ins continue to be below 50%. And if she wants these rates, we would have to, prior to it, renegotiate these hours. We would have to arrange for her a way, at least, where we're making money on the overall case, even if not that specific shift. We're not asking to make $1 million. We just don't want to lose several hundred dollars every week, which is our right, because we don't actually have those hours. These continue to be a problem with the clocks. So that's the reasons that we are not accepting these hours from insurance, because we never agreed to take them in the beginning. And we did a favor beforehand, but again, she doesn't clock, and she's able to clock at any point, at any time. The question is if we could use it or not. We're talking about her not clocking at all.
Mm-hmm.
So these are just the issues.
So you're talking about with a regular shift, or you're talking about with this shift? I'm talking about the shift.
Both, actually. You know, that was a small period of time in early February, and that's been rectified. They submitted for two weekends, one at the end of February and one in the middle of February. So even the clocking is simply not a factor here. It's everything. Again, we're doing what we can. We're trying to work with it, but at the end of the day, we got to play by the rules. We got to go by the book here. And we told this to the insurance, and we told this to Shakita multiple times. Just not trying to pull any funny business or any strings, but we got to just go by the rules, especially on a high-hour client, right? The state is very, very strict about the Medicaid fraud in a specific type of situation.
Right.
I'm right now in between two hearings, one of them in regards to unemployment and the other one actually in regards to Medicaid fraud from an overnight shift where the aide was not clocking, submitted a timesheet. I'm literally standing in one right now. The state is starting to go after everybody, and because of that, we're very strict.
Right.
If you want to bring over more hours or rearrange the hours or whatever you want, I would love to help and do, but we need to pre-schedule it. Not 2-3 weeks later getting 15 phone calls that I want more hours because I work them, but I have no proof that you didn't know about them. It's just not how it's supposed to work.
No. Well, okay, I understand what you're saying. I'm not trying to get nobody in trouble or anything. I'm just saying that during that time, that was the waiver was off. So there was no way to clock in. Now, any other time that something comes up, I always call first.
Thank you. That's all we need so that we can handle it the right way and figure out, make sure everybody's happy and Janice gets proper care.
Yeah, that's it. But I'm just saying, my God, this is ridiculous. It's not really that. All right, I'm gonna call her. So you said that she's not clocking in properly.
Very low rate of proper clocks. She's at 50-something%. The agency requirements and the state minimum is 85%. So it's becoming a big issue.
Okay. I have a top one. All right, I'm going to have a talk with her, and I'm going to go give her a call. Can I get your main number so I can give you a call back later?
So this number is my direct line. It's 267.
Wait a minute, because I had them connect you. I had connect
you. No problem.
Okay, what is it now?
267.
Uh-huh.
551.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 7402. 7402.
And your name is Mr. Bowen, right?
Mr. Blackstein.
Mr. Blackstein, okay. Well, I'm going to call her as soon as I get a chance.
Again, we've told her this many times.
Okay.
I appreciate it if you could have a talk with her. Let me know what else I can do. I just want to make sure everything is done properly.
Right, exactly. And I definitely, like I said, I definitely understand. But I know during this time that she worked, there was no way for them to clock in. My sister couldn't clock in for her company because of the waiver. But like I said, I took care of everything. But I just wanted to reach out to you because I'm tired of everybody being disrespectful. I don't talk to anybody any kind of way, and I don't want to be talked to like that.
I'm actually monitoring these calls as well, and we have software and other things to make sure that people are being appropriate on the phone. Really, the main issue is that she's not. We don't seem to be getting through clearly. Thank you. That it has to be done beforehand. And again, if she wants to just bring out, I think maybe the best solution is to bring more hours over and we'll just work a schedule out that works for everybody.
Well, the other two nurses, I tried to get them to switch with y'all so I can bring the hours over. They don't want to switch from Ameribest. That's the only thing.
I completely understand, but if that's the case, then Ameribest needs to have a set backup aid.
Exactly.
That is ready to go. It's legal for them to hire Shakita. Why don't they just hire her for those hours?
I can talk to them and see. But I got to talk to Shakita, see if she want to go. Because we left them to come to y'all, and she didn't like the way the company nurses didn't like the way they would operate. So she, you see what I'm saying? We left that company to, when I signed on with y'all, it was because of the nurses that I got at your company. They didn't like the way Ameribest was working.
Wait, but if Ameribest was your employer before?
Yeah. Before I switched over, yes. We had Ameribest. But Ameribest was not on the same level as y'all. They were treating the nurses bad. They wasn't making the hours slight or none of that. They wasn't.
So I get it. But if she's an employee with Ameribest, why don't they want to pay her if she was an employee? Because you don't have, just for the covers.
Yeah, see, she was with them, and then it just was so much. I even went down to the company and the corporate that talked with somebody down there, and they were very disrespectful to me down there when I got down there. I was like, no,
if they have her as an employee, right? They are required by law to pay her.
And I told them that. Yeah, yes. Right.
So why don't they pay her for the hours that they have that she worked? What are they saying that they can't pay her for? Why not?
She wasn't under. She's not under that company no more. She's under y'all.
No, I understand that. But you're allowed to be hired by two companies. You can have two companies.
I mean, I know that now, but before we left them to come to you. You know what I'm saying? We left Ameribest to come to you guys. That's
right.
What I'm saying. And she was one of the nurses that left, and Marquita was one of the nurses that left Ameribest. The other two nurses did not want to leave Ameribest when I offered them to come to you.
Because
they said that Bobby was sending the hours over, but I know I can't. I'm not even going to do that anymore. I'm not. So Ameribest called out, and Ameribest had to send somebody to cover it.
Correct.
Because it's too much. It's too much going on.
I don't want to get you in trouble.
I don't want to get nobody else in trouble. You know what I mean?
Right.
It was working out fine until the waiver got cut off. Now, if the waiver got cut off, then we have this problem. So I'm not going to let nobody from your company work for Maribeth, and I'm not going to let nobody from Maribeth work for my company. Maribeth had to send somebody.
We can do one aide that is, if you have somebody in mind, or we can try to get one that is able to stand in whenever needed, and that is hired by both companies. I don't know, that's what I was suggesting before, because, like, just to have somebody local. I could also look around that specific location to see if there's somebody local that can jump in for any shifts at a moment's notice, if you'd like.
Yeah, you can do that for me. Yeah.
I'm going to look around in that area as well, so that, because it's a little tricky to have a stand-in. Obviously, people have their own lives, and just to be
right
on
here.
Call is trickier, but if there's someone really local, it might be somebody like down the block.
It'd be help out. Right.
Yeah,
okay.
It might be feasible. Thank God we have over 1,000 employees just in Philly alone. So it definitely might be feasible. And I'll take a look around, and I'll work with Sarah and the staffing department to see if there's somebody that fits the bill.
Okay.
How are you doing, sir? No, my pleasure. How are you doing? How's your waiver coming along? I know that you were fine.
It's fine. Everything is fine with the waiver now.
Okay.
I went down and got it taken care of. I mean, that's why they back on track.
I know you were applying. I know Janice is all fixed. You did that beautifully and good for a year. But how about yours?
I'm fine.
You're fine?
I'm fine.
Good. Just checking to make sure it's all good. All right. So you call me anytime, and I'll try to update you about that staffing. I'll work with Sarah. Give me a day or two.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Have a wonderful day.
All right, you too. Yeah.